The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Take a census of the sons of Gershon also, by their fathers' houses, by their families, you shall count them from 30 years old and upward until 50 years old, all who enter in to wait on the service, to do the work in the tent of meeting. This is the service of the families of the Gershonites, in serving and in bearing burdens, they shall carry the curtains of the tabernacle, and the tent of meeting, its covering, and the covering of sealskin that is above on it, and the screen for the door of the tent of meeting, and the tapestries of the court, and the screen for the door of the gate of the court, which is by the tabernacle and around the altar, and their cords, and all the instruments of their service, and whatever shall be done with them. So they are to serve. At the commandment of Aaron and his sons shall be all the service of the sons of the Gershonites, in all their burden, and in all their service, and you shall appoint their duty to them in all their responsibilities. This is the service of the families of the sons of the Gershonites in the tent of meeting, and their duty shall be under the hand of Itamar the son of Aaron the priest. As for the sons of Merari, you shall number them by their families, by their fathers' houses, you shall count them from 30 years old and upward even to 50 years old, everyone who enters on the service, to do the work of the tent of meeting. This is the duty of their burden, according to all their service in the tent of meeting, the tabernacle's boards, its bars, its pillars, its sockets, and the pillars of the court around it, and their sockets, and their pins, and their cords, with all their instruments, and with all their service, and by name you shall appoint the instruments of the duty of their burden. This is the service of the families of the sons of Merari, according to all their service, in the tent of meeting, under the hand of Itamar the son of Aaron the priest. Moses and Aaron and the leaders of the congregation numbered the sons of the Kohathites by their families, and by their fathers' houses, from 30 years old and upward even to 50 years old, everyone who entered into the service, for work in the tent of meeting. Those who were numbered of them by their families were 2,750. These are those who were numbered of the families of the Kohathites, all who served in the tent of meeting, whom Moses and Aaron numbered according to the commandment of the Lord by Moses. Those who were numbered of the sons of Gershon, their families, and by their fathers' houses, from 30 years old and upward even to 50 years old, everyone who entered into the service, for work in the tent of meeting, even those who were numbered of them, by their families, by their fathers' houses, were 2,630. These are those who were numbered of the families of the sons of Gershon, all who served in the tent of meeting, whom Moses and Aaron numbered according to the commandment of the Lord. Those who were numbered of the families of the sons of Merari, by their families, by their fathers' houses, from 30 years old and upward even to 50 years old, everyone who entered into the service, for work in the tent of meeting, even those who were numbered of them by their families, were 3,200. These are those who were numbered of the families of the sons of Merari, whom Moses and Aaron numbered according to the commandment of the Lord by Moses. All those who were numbered of the Levites, whom Moses and Aaron and the leaders of Israel numbered, by their families, and by their fathers' houses, from 30 years old and upward even to 50 years old, everyone who entered in to do the work of service, and the work of bearing burdens in the tent of meeting, even those who were numbered of them, were 8,580. According to the commandment of the Lord they were numbered by Moses, everyone according to his service, and according to his burden. Thus were they numbered by him, as the Lord commanded Moses. Chapter 5. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they put out of the camp every leper, and everyone who has an issue, and whoever is unclean by the dead. Both you shall put male and female outside of the camp, that they not defile their camp, in the midst of which I dwell. The children of Israel did so, and put them out outside of the camp, as the Lord spoke to Moses, so did the children of Israel. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, when a man or woman commits any sin that men commit, so as to trespass against the Lord, and that soul is guilty, then he shall confess his sin which he has done, and he shall make restitution for his guilt in full, and add to it the fifth part of it, and give it to him in respect of whom he has been guilty. But if the man has no kinsman to whom restitution may be made for the guilt, the restitution for guilt which is made to the Lord shall be the priest's, besides the ram of the atonement, by which atonement shall be made for him. Every heave offering of all the holy things of the children of Israel, which they present to the priest, shall be his. Every man's holy things shall be his, whatever any man gives the priest, it shall be his.